of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday. Monday, July 13th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. For the past couple of days, weeks, months, we're seeing a number of tragedies. It's a national tragedy that I see is happening. And because of that, behemoths are reacting in different ways. Me personally, I don't do well with tragedy. In fact, I'm not sure if you notice, I tend to veer off from commenting on it to make sure I keep myself guarded. Because I'm a blogger. I blog and make money. That's what I do. And that's why I'm here on Guardian Radio, because of it. I have opinions. I tend to have opinions on a lot of things. And sometimes my opinions just go veer left or veer right, depending on the subject. So certain things I tend to go silent on. Tragedy is one of those things that I'm not sure if I have the correct words to express loss, the correct words to show my endearment. So I tend to be timid. But I hurt to see so many behemoths lose their life. I hurt because the incidents that have been happening could have happened to anybody. It could happen to my family members, my friends, colleagues, anybody. Could have been me, right? So it reminds me of how fragile I am, right? Life is not infinite. It's finite. And any day I can be transitioned onto glory, right? But I know that a number of persons have where they have some African spirituality that I embrace. One of those African spirituality is the saying of names, right? It's a way where we call to in pursuit of. See. In pursuit of internal life. One of the things I do is, or I practice, is we recant the names, have memories of our loved ones. So today, before I start the show, I want to call the names of the persons who transitioned on that tragedy on the Flamingo Air on July 10th. 10 people transitioned. 10 behemoths. Even one as young as in a high school. Yeah. So I want us to reflect and remember these people, these fellow behemoths, if you know them, to say a prayer for the family. Say a prayer for their friends, who they work with. The names go as follows. Mateo Winder. Franklin Cambridge. Taniqua Gillot. Melvin Henfield. Giovanni McKenzie. Quentin Myers. Makaro Roll. Rashad Store. Travis Johnson, and the high schooler, Nicholas Oliver. I extend regards to their families. I may their soul rest in peace. Like I said, I don't do well with tragedies, and I see that a number of behemoths do not do well in tragedies, because we are a nation that, because we like to comment, sometimes we just don't think. We just don't know what to say because we want to express our opinions and we don't care about people's family and what they're grieving and going through.
I saw a post recently on Facebook suggesting that some kind of magic tragedy conspiracy deal. It was heartless, the commentary. And I mentioned it because there were scores of other behemoths who say, yes, there was some political hidden deal that caused this, and this is the payback for it. They mentioned also the victims of the car crash too. But to believe that there are behemoths out there who have such a wicked mind, such a sinister mind, that the mind is so corrupt that they will delve to the lowest of the low to get political points, brownie points. Some of the commentary out there is just sickening. There's no love, no regard in the commentary at all. Very political. Very demeaning. And I'm thinking that this could have been anybody who suffered this tragedy. Why sink so low? Why the conspiracy theories? Why not just wait? Why don't just wait even a few days and they say, okay, I can do my sinister and evil self and do these evil commentaries, but I will allow the family to grieve for a bit. From day one, something must be wrong with us. And I hate to say us, right? Because I'm not like that. At least I hope I'm not like that. I hope those who are listening are not like that. To say such vile and wicked things for political points, just to get a like, just to get commentary. I hope you're not like that. I hope you're considerate. But there are people amongst us who just freaking evil, man. And those people we need to denounce. We need to, when we see them, when we read their commentary, we need to tell them, stop. No long talk. No arguing. Just stop. Stop the wickedness.
Well, enough of that. And again, extended regards to the family of those who transition. Prayers to the victims. 10 people. 10 Bahamians. I beg the Bahamian people to tarry in regards to casting judgment regarding the airline. We do not know what happened. Just wait. Wait to tell the international and the national, the local investigators, do their investigation. It's going to take that long. And there'll be a conclusion, because some things we are saying without any proof, without any evidence, right, could ruin people. Just wait. How hard is it to wait and say, I'm waiting for the evidence to come, and then I'm going to have some commentary on it. Why speculate? Why create a narrative that could be detriment to people? Just wait. It was a 402 plane. Apparently, it did not have a black box or orange box in it. So I guess they won't be using that as part of the investigation. But we know we have local people on the ground already investigating. We know international people have been invited to participate in this investigation. They will be investigating the maintenance of the plane. They'll be investigating the weather conditions for that day, the flight operation, and all other factors they'll be investigating. Is it hard enough just to wait? They say, boy, it's unfortunate, and we will wait to see what went wrong. And extend greetings and blessings for the family, comfort. Why speculate? Why make up stuff? Why damn a business? Very unfortunate. So I want to talk today about teachers. I want to talk about the teachers because we're getting 300. And I'm not sure if I read that right, but the headlines that I read said 300 Ghanaian from Ghana teachers who are going to be happening, coming to the Bahamas. What I read earlier that there would be a combination of various teachers from the Philippines, Ghana. But the other one I read said Ghanaian. I know we had Ghanaian officials in the Bahamas who participated in our Independence Day celebration. I saw two. They were at the reception there. They were introduced, right? So I'm going to have my initial thoughts of it. You can call and have your thoughts of it. Every year is declared that we're going to be short teachers. In fact, when the new member of parliament, minister that is, for education came and got sworn in, he acknowledged that, yes, again, we're going to have some shortage. Usually it's the family island that have shortage of teachers. Now, the headlines say 300 Ghanaian teachers are coming. That is a good thing, or at least something to celebrate. I'm not going to question the numbers because 300 sounds a lot. I was thinking about 50 to 100. But if they did a census and determined that we are short 300 teachers, I say hire them. I see on Facebook, again, the conspiracy theories are spreading like crazy. Why not hire the Bahamians? We hire Bahamians. We have Bahamian teachers. Every year our government pays for Bahamians to go to school to be teachers. There's about, every year I think we graduate about 50 to 100 teachers and then we absorb them into the system, either a public school or private school, and still we are short about 100, 200 teachers despite absorbing them. There's some things that the government do that's slow. Sometimes they need to confirm some of these teachers sooner than later. It's the same thing with the nurses. They be working as contract workers and not confirmed. And we need to work on that. And I see that the BUT continues to lobby regarding that. The BUT president made a serious issue, and I agree with her. Let me say, that's why I love Belinda Wilson. She knows that. I tell her that all the time. My wife always say, why you speak complimenting Belinda Wilson? I say, that's a good woman. She's strong. The issue she raised saying that it's been a year that they have been at the table negotiating with the government trying to sign this new contract. And it hasn't been done yet. They continue to lobby, go back and forth and say, these are the issues. These are the things we need. This is what I need you to help us with. Confirm on. And it's been a year and some. But in a matter of weeks, see how it is? 1 minute. Now, this is where the problem comes in. I have no problem with the Ghanaian teachers. But in a matter of weeks, our government was able to negotiate internationally with some people. One's a year plus. One is a matter of weeks. And conclude that yes, y'all can come, and this could be your contract. And we, Bahamians, continue to linger. I have some uneasiness about it. I have no problems with the teachers, you know. I'm just saying, when you're dealing with Bahamas, you got to handle us a certain type of way. Respect us. And I'm hoping that the government comes to a conclusion before school opens. I see you have some phone calls there, and I also have some texts. But let's go to the phone calls first. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You're live, caller.
Hey, C, how you doing, buddy?
Blessings to you. How you doing?
All is well. You know, I heard a very interesting conversation on the previous talk show.
Okay.
Where, you know, all the stuff about the tragedy, you know, and how, and the Christian community, well, you know, a faultless label, you know, We have a habit of excusing things, you know, because I believe the guy, his main thing was that accidents will happen, right? Now, even though that's true, I think we have a much deeper problem, in terms of the whole Christian identity thing. I don't know if you and I spoke about this before. You know, there are two aspects of Christianity that were written into our Constitution. Okay? Now, it's pre-constitutional, and the other one made during it, right? There are two passages of Scripture that were embraced by the party in power now that I think we need to dig into a little bit more deeper. One is from Leviticus, and the other one is from Deuteronomy. One passage is the slogan of the party, all the way, you know, it comes from the thing, all the way the Lord shall lead us, right? Coming into 1967. But then, when we chose our date for our independence, we chose the 10th day of the 7th month, which is Yom Kippur. It's the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. Now, I don't know if we forgot the obligation we took upon ourselves when we kind of enshrined these two passages into this idea of us being a Christian nation. Now, as you can see, we have strayed away from that grossly. And the politicians and the pastors aren't really addressing this issue of the commitment we made. And, you know, we call ourselves a Christian nation. Now, I don't know if you recall you and I talking about that.
I just vehemently disagree with you. Just disagree completely. I don't think none of those things have anything to do with the Bible.
Hmm?
None of those things you mentioned have anything to do with the Bible.
What you mean?
All the way. They didn't reference that in the... I mean, it might have been in the Bible. All kind of words in the Bible.
It was put in there by Dr. Doris Johnson.
Doris Johnson put that in there purposefully, you said?
Yeah. No, that was the... that is where the slogan... Oh, I forget how old you is.
Yes, because it was the first time I'm hearing that. I've never heard any Christian reference to the Constitution at all.
I'm 73.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm telling you where it came from.
Did she write it in the book that I could
Yeah, no, it's documented.
Where is it documented so I can go research it?
Okay. No, I will find it for you.
Please.
You know, but I know that the...
And the reference to Yom Kippur.
The 10th day.
Politician chose that day in reference to Yom Kippur?
Yes.
I just asked a simple question. Which politician said this can be the right day for it?
No, it's not which politician. It's that it was written in there.
Where was it written and referenced Yom Kippur?
Okay, I will find all two of these for you.
Please.
And send them to you. Okay, but now it's common knowledge among some of the pastors. Okay, they know of this.
Pastors tend to pontificate on things they don't know about. I pay them no mind. They would have to come and prove that to me. This sounds like gibberish. Just gibberish.
Okay. Here's something that you also don't know.
Go ahead.
We are on record before entering into independence in a Miami Herald. It's a piece in the Miami Herald where we made a commitment to allow all the gambling licenses to expire. And we were supposed to go into independence as a nation, as a Christian nation that did not ascribe to such things. And that is an area in which we also fell down tremendously. Well, I think that's something that you know about.
Yes, and I remember the politician resigned, the reverend resigned because the government decided to go a different way. And he was pushing the issue, not the government. Him himself was pushing.
He was more than pushing the issue. he was actually, he was, he brought this issue up in the meeting.
And they told him no. And that the rest of
the clergy. And the record says that the leader of the group, I think it was Moses,
mm-hmm.
told the then prime minister that Cousin Francis was not speaking for them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is documented, too.
I agree with that. Cousin Francis eventually resigned.
But I will find the,
he resigned.
I will find the earlier things, and I will send them to you, okay? Because I think we need to have somebody go into the temple and get the book and dust it off and read what's in there.
I hear you. It sounds like one of those lodge type thing. But
no, no.
I hear you.
In a lodge type thing. Now,
there's quote scripture, Lord.
Now, I know the previous president of the Christian Council was a lodge member.
Oh, all of them is lodge members.
No, no. All ain't.
Yeah. The set who closer to God is lodge
member. Our president one ain't. Okay, our president one is not a lodge member.
We need to induct him.
Okay. Anyway, buddy.
I appreciate
you. I will send you the information.
Please. I appreciate you. Sound like a large thing. Anyway, let's read this text before I go to the next call. It says, good morning, Mr. Nuri. We, the people of the Bahamas, do empathize with the family. People are speculating because many times we never get answers. Many times I ask questions, but I try not to speculate, especially nasty type of speculation. Right? CA, you are not serious. 300 teachers from a region with questionable accreditations and fake credentials. Ghana has some of the best universities in the world. They're ranked highly, right? And especially we being a dot in the world, and we are seeking to get accreditation from places like Ghana, Dexter. I'm not sure that we could diminish them without diminishing us, right? So you now questioning the accreditation of Ghana, where they have as many Rhodes Scholars and going to Ivy League schools and people with inventions. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's nice to diminish a nation like that. That is not nice. What about this text says, what about the flight that crashed on election day? That flight that crashed on election day crashed in United States waters. They are doing their investigation. Is the Minister Colby Davis investigating the American crash? No, she is not investigating that because it crashed in American waters. She seems to always be in some kind of controversy. That must have some different issues. But you're trying to bring a different issue to this text, though. That doesn't make sense. So don't text that no more. I see you text other shows suggesting the same thing. Now you know better. You don't got to text that ever, ever in life or to any show. Because one was in international waters and one is in Bahamian waters. And if it's in the Bahamian waters, we're going to investigate it. I hope that helped. Let's go to the next caller. Guiding Radio AM, you're live. Go ahead, caller. Let's go to the next one, Kermit.
I would like to have a reason as to how is the vetting process to determine a minister in to be over the aviation. I would like to have a conversation with all the avionics that's inside the aircraft to see if she could speak the language.
Let me help you. In recent time, we have had several non-doctors be Minister of Health. We have had several businessmen who have known nothing but the law be in law in various industries, in various ministries. This is our system. Now, we know we have technocrats. We know we have specialists in aviation who works there. Then we have people who are educated to put the policies of the government forward. And I assume Ms. Jobeck is educated, that she can express the policy of the government to the technocrats, and the technocrats bring it forth. I don't see what the problem is. I think we're making a mountain out of a molehill.
Quickly, where are we going to find $16 million every year to pay these 300 teachers?
Either that or we don't educate the children. You want the children to be educated?
Gotcha. But we could use learning environments and get rid of the teachers. We actually could do it online now, you know.
I bet. Except some right. People don't have the electricity. Ask BTC.
Yeah. Yeah. Find a place for them to get online.
I know. Let's take this quick commercial break. We'll be right back. And you know, it's almost 11:45. And 11:45, we know it's Percy Island's game day.
right? We're going to be back shortly.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone. What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, police can tell us right away when these people go missing, just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Attention, island game players. Percy's Pension Plan is now accepting applications. Deposit $25 and you are officially in the running for a weekly salary of up to $1,000 a week for a full year. Applications close September 8th, so apply now at theislandgame.com. Theislandgame.com.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Hey kids, are you ready? It's back! The Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp. July 27th to 31st at the Kendall Isaacs Gym, 2 to 5 p.m. daily. And August 3rd to 8th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. for boys and girls from 5 to 18. Come enjoy the thrills of the big game alongside NBA legends and current superstars Michael Sweetbelt Thompson, Michael Jr., Klay Thompson, Buddy Hield, Muggsy Bogues, and many others. Registration forms available now at the Seventh Day Adventist offices on Tony Williams Darling Highway. The Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pension Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Headed to South Florida soon? Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express.
complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new gifts from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express. Car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. What you want doing this summer? No, that's a serious question, because, you know, Guardian Media Group is sponsoring a summer escape. It's a big giveaway, right? So you can win a trip for two, including the hotel, the car, the luggage, and, of course, $1,000 cash. All you need is your passport. You know, I'm working on my passport. All you need is a passport. So just get a Nassau Guardian newspaper, fill out the entry form, drop it in the entry box. It's right there in front of the Nassau Guardian there in Oaksfield. And tune in to Guardian Radio and follow the Nassau Guardian on all social media platforms for your chances to win. That's the Guardian Media Group Great Summer Escape Giveaway. And I just want to remind you that the deadline is August 12th. It's now officially 11:45, so you know what time that is. That means it's Percy Island game time. And you have your account at Percy Island game. You need an account. Because it's just for players. You need your account. So because Percy has a pension plan and is now accepting applications, you know what you got to do? You need to deposit $25 and you are officially in the running for a weekly salary. And you want to know what you mean by a weekly salary? That means every week you are able to win $1,000 a week for a full year. And if you say a full year, that's 52 times $1,000. That's what you're able to win. See, applications close on September 8th. You need to apply now at theislandgame.com. That's theislandgame.com. Kind of excited about that. You know what I got vexed about? And I'm going back to that teacher thing. At this present time, the government has yet to announce that we're going to have some teachers, the 300 Ghanaian teachers. They announced it yet. You know who announced it? I'm going to tell you who announced it. And forgive me, because I can't pronounce these extra vowels they tend to have in their name. But a Mr. Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa. Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa. Hopefully I pronounced that well. On his personal page, the Ghanaian. On his personal page, he announced something about the Bahamas. And see, I just get upset over simple things. People say, why? Let me use Aaron word. Why are you being so pedantic about it? And I said, no, we are a sovereign nation. We announce announcement about the Bahamas. You wait till we officially announce it and make an announcement, and then you go. But listen to this announcement. And I'm sure a few Bahamians are aware of this announcement by the Ghanaian. It says the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas has agreed to renew work permits for Ghanaians in the construction and engineering sector who have been working under private businesses initiatives. So he just didn't come here for the teachers. All kind of Ghanaian labor happened inside the Bahamas. He continued, we have successfully resolved the issue following constructive discussions. I thank the distinguished Minister of State for Immigration in the Bahamas, the Honorable Darren S. Pistock, MP, for his remarkable leadership. And let me see if he make any more announcement about the Bahamas. You know? Because on his page, he didn't go to, on his page to get an announcement about the Bahamas, because we didn't get these announcements yet. There's another post yesterday. So during my official visit to the Bahamas to attend their independence anniversary, I paid a surprise visit to the Princess Margaret Hospital, PMH, to find out how the Ghanaian nurses working there are doing and to bring them warm greetings from home. It is my considered view that we should not only be interested in negotiating labor mobility agreements with other countries, but we should regularly check on our compatriots to assure them they are not being abandoned. Listen to them directly and confirm that promised conditions of service are being met. Glad to see that our fellow citizens are in high spirits and being well looked after. We had a great time together. Oh, there's more. I tell you, if you go to Sam, let me spell his name so you go to his page, because it's not in the newspapers yet. But you go to his page, you have all things about the Bahamas there. And I find my sovereignty, I get upset about when people preempt my prime minister, you know, preempt the government in general. Wait till we say things. That's why we celebrate independence. And then you're watching these people like trying to usurp our sovereignty. Anyway, this one goes, it's from Samuel O-K-U-D-Z-E-T-O. That's his middle name or one of his surnames. A-B-L-A-K-W-A. Okuzeto Ablakwa said, It has been an impactful and memorable official visit to the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, representing the President John Dramani Mahama at their 53rd independence anniversary. During our substantive bilateral engagement, I conveyed President Mahama's gratitude to Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, the Honorable Philip Edward Davis, for his special invitation. I am delighted to announce that following official negotiations, Bahamas is ready to receive 300. So he's the one who brought in that number. 300 Ghanaian teachers this year to boost education in that brotherly and beautiful country. This will be the first phase of a new cooperation in education. So more cooperation in the education thing continuing. Let me finish reading that. So much things to read. Bear with me. I touched something. Okay. Oh, there it is. I am delighted to announce that following official negotiations, Bahamas is ready to receive 300 Ghanaian teachers this year to boost education in that brotherly and beautiful country. This will be the first phase of a new cooperation in education. It gives us much pride to highlight that Bahamian authorities are deeply impressed with the excellent work ethics of Ghanaian nurses serving under a similar agreement. The 300 Ghanaian teachers will usher a new era of expanded labor mobility beyond health workers between our two nations. The Republic of Ghana and the Commonwealth of the Bahamas share an unbreakable ancestral bond with an overwhelming majority of Bahamians tracing their ancestry and heritage to Ghana. Ghana congratulates the Commonwealth of the Bahamas on this milestone and looks forward to more celebrations and strategic partnerships. We shall continue to actively pursue impactful diplomacy, which directly benefits the Ghanaian people. For God and for country. Okay. And of course, the dignitary is traveling throughout the Caribbean, signing agreements to have Ghanaian workers work throughout the Caribbean between nurses, teachers, and I guess construction workers. I didn't know we even had African construction workers in the Bahamas. That's new. Anyway, let's go to the callers and then go to read the text. Kermit, patch that caller through for me. Guardian Radio AM, you live. Go ahead, caller.
Those teachers were coming from Ghana. Could they join the union?
Usually private personnel do not join the union. Usually it's Bahamians who join the union. But their rules are under the union, because when the bargaining unit has made the decisions, whatever governs them governs everybody.
Because the reason why I said that the union, the teachers are probably mad about that because they cannot make no money from them. If they wouldn't be in a union and they wouldn't be able to strike when they strike.
That may be so, but the BUT president is a trade unionist who supports labor. The people who come in here will be labor, and she has a duty of care to making sure they're okay. Once they fulfill their obligation in terms of being paid properly, not being paid more than Bahamian teachers for doing the same job, I'm sure she would be okay with it, because she's been lobbying for a while, saying that we are short teachers training in the school, right? She's quite aware. So she, too, should be involved. And only I have a problem with that when they decided to bring in 300 teachers, they should have included her. In fact, there shouldn't be no announcement. She was standing next to them and said, by the way, we have this full support of the BUT union as we make this decision. So, again, small things like that, nuances like that, I tend to get defensive about. You there, caller?
Okay, then. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure, man. My pleasure. Okay. This next question. Oh, thank you very much, caller. This next text says, good morning, Mr. Nuri. And thus, reactionary government has tragedy and after tragedy. And after 53 years, little to no progress in education, health, or justice. Tell every politician, be it 1, 2, 3, or 4, that they need to look in the mirror and tell that person to change his dirty ways. And text her. I understand why you're frustrated. No, we can do much better in a number of things. You mentioned education, healthcare, our justice. But we are one of the leaders in this region. We have made progress over 53 years. I remember my father went to grade 5. That's it, fifth grade. And he had to stop to go work, right? I remember if you wanted a higher education, you had to go to private schools, right? That has changed. I remember when students couldn't get into CUB. Now the government have scholarship. It's government have scholarship. You go there with a 2.0 and get a scholarship and get a formal education, tertiary education. I remember when BTVI was in existence. I mean, so to say that we haven't moved in 53 years is a farce. It's not true. It's not true. Stop it. Before I go to callers, let me read this one text again. So that 100% agree with this kind of migration skilled persons in area the country needs, not illegal, low-skilled, illegal immigration. And this is migration of sorts, and we do need skilled labor, and we now have skilled labor coming to the Bahamas. Yeah? We need to be grateful for that. And like I said, I support the union. I think the union should be involved in this. In fact, all the Ghanaian teachers need to be introduced to the union president. Speak to them. Now, let them understand how we do things inside the Bahamas. Of course, the nurses and union, the same way too. This is how we do things inside the Bahamas. You're a guest here. You're here helping us, and we shall help you. You can get paid on time, you know, whatever other benefits it is. It could be a mutual benefit. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
Hi, Mr. C.A.
How you doing?
How you doing? You sound good today.
Oh, I appreciate you.
First, let me just say I do humbly send my condolences to those persons who would have lost families, the victims of those family, the members of those victims who died tragically. Nobody knows their grief. People always say, well, I know what you feel. I don't know what they feel.
Mm-hmm.
The father of one of the young guy, he was so sad.
Yes.
I've never heard a man so broken up. And then the young man from the accident on Shirley Street prior to that, I don't know what he's going through, but he's alive, and several persons have passed away who was with him during, and I know he must be grieving as well.
Yes,
so
yes.
I just pray, God, keep them. However, education.
Yes.
Ms. Wilson, she would have indicated several things about that. I heard from the news. I think one of the things that was not mentioned is that there are teachers who are still home,
yes,
who have not been hired as educators in our country, and we're bringing in other persons. So that was one of the things she indicated.
Yes.
I don't know the reason for that, because that makes absolutely no sense to me.
Paperwork.
If there are things, I know, I think I faintly heard something to the fact that maybe one or two persons probably had traffic records or whatever the case may be. Let those persons do some community service and get it over and done with and get them in the system. Mm. I mean, that's not a major thing. They didn't kill anybody. They didn't do anything. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So if that is the situation, but if they don't have the funds to pay for it, let them do some community service somewhere with some church organization or somewhere and get that their record cleaned and get them in the classroom teaching our children. The other thing is, nobody, I was disappointed. I was rooting for Mr. Cooper. I said, Mr. Cooper is going to change the education system. Mm-hmm. It's going to be amazing because there are issues in the education system. Just hiring persons is not going to change it.
Mm-hmm.
The reasons why they're short of teachers was because a number of educators have left the system.
Yeah.
That was not dealt with. He did not speak with persons who left and said, what was the reason? What is costing
him? He made an announcement that he's planning to engage them. You say he started engaging them.
Yeah, but you can't hire other people before you engage him and then find out.
No. September Crusoe come, and usually we don't have teachers. So he's solving one problem.
Engage the educators who are leaving or who are just there because of a salary. And I know, what is it that is stressing you out so much?
I will comment on that the previous minister have been talking back and forth, and they have identified some of the issues. I assume they are. I mean, I don't know.
And more people still leave it, so something wasn't done.
Yeah, mostly it's salary.
People ain't gonna leave if they're happy.
Yeah, mostly it's salary. And then
you don't have the same kind of situation happening on the police force, happening in healthcare, where teachers, where persons are just leaving in such a large number. Mm-hmm. There are issues.
Mm-hmm.
Find out what those mental health issues are that teachers are dealing with. You're dealing with people's children every day. You don't have the option of saying, I'm going to have one client or two clients. You have 30 children, 25, 30, 40 children sometimes in front of you every day.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you're being asked to do a number of other things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things that you can do to take some of the stress and frustration of the teachers? And education needs to be revamped. Everything is resting on the shoulders of the educator.
Yes.
You can bring other persons in to do some computer classes, to do some other things, to do decorations when you have special assemblies and stuff like that. Everything doesn't have to fall in the lap of the educator.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
I know, man. I appreciate the rant.
I just was feeling it because I just was hoping that Mr. Cooper
where you going?
Solve whatever the issue was, or at least address it and list ways of things that he was going to do to make it easy in the coming up year of what was going to happen or what teachers can expect, because we always just seem to put a band-aid on education and just keep moving.
Yes,
I think teachers are tired of that.
Yes, I want you to listen to this. You can hang up and I want you to listen to this.
Thank you.
I just was sent to me. Seven ways to fix the teacher shortage is a repost. It said, everyone keeps asking how to fix the teacher shortage. The answer isn't more recruitment campaigns, catchy slogans, or lowering entry requirements. If we actually want to fix the teacher shortage, we need to start here. One, bring back meaningful consequences for disruptive behavior. Two, stop expecting teachers to do the job of parents, counselors, social workers, and behavior specialists all at once. Three, pay teachers like the professional they are. Four, reduce class sizes so teachers can actually teach and students can actually learn. Five, respect teachers' time. The workday should not continue every evening and weekend. Six, teach children to respect teachers and model that respect at home. Seven, start listening to the people who actually work in classrooms. The teacher shortage isn't a recruitment problem. It's a respect problem, a behavior problem, a workload problem, and a support problem. I just want to read that into the record so we can consider that when we talk again. Let's go to the caller, Stem. Go ahead, caller. I can speed it up. Caller, you there? Let's go to the next one. Caller, you there?
Hey, what's up? How you doing, man?
This is the last call for the day. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Listen, let me make this real quick. First of all, I admire all teachers, no matter what situation may be. But, you know, when you got someone who is putting and holding the government for hostage, or attempting to hold the government for hostage, and using our children as collateral, if it were me, I'm not saying that if there are teachers who need to be hired locally to not vet them and make sure that everything is okay. But we, and it came out of the mouth of the president herself, she stated that we need somewhat over 300 teachers. And between now, we only have 1 month before September roll around. So I don't know if anything that the government or anyone would put forward would be pleasing to her.
No. I think about Shay, I got to cut you off there. That woman's a good woman, and everything she says is makes sense. Like she said, there's some teachers waiting to be confirmed. Fix that. There's the contract we're working on the teachers. Fix that. She ain't say nothing but those Ghanaian teachers that she should be damned or anything. She's one of the better union leaders we have. So I won't let you say that about her. The issues she raised needs to be addressed. So don't try to diminish that good woman. Don't try to diminish that good woman. That's a lobbyist, and she's lobbying for Bahamian teachers. And I will support her to do her work. But you stop it. Stop it. That's that violent vicious I was talking about. Leave that good woman alone. Let us continue to support her. Let us continue to support her. Go, Belinda Wilson. Work for the Bahamian teachers. Just ask me. You have a beautiful day, man.
Them island girls coming back from Nassau, they can't wait to have some fun. The party just begun, jumping with us. The party Africa.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.